I am relaxed, eyes closed, breathing calm and deep. As I hear your voice, warm and airy, my mind begins to fill in the gaps. I see your silhouette before me as you move towards me, your lips glistening and wet, glossy as they transform your mind's desire into words that gap the distance between us. And my mind translates them back from sound into passion, a feedback loop of desire. My heart tries to leap higher in my chest, into my throat, working to provide the energy I need for all the parts of my body now participating. My eyes, my ears, my whole, all of my flesh, goosebumps now in anticipation of your touch. As you speak to me, the terms of disagreement between us, your breathy voice reaching the beyond my ears to fill the spaces in my head, so that your voice quiets my own in my mind as I am given over to your fantasy, not in part, but completely. I breathe deeply as you invite me to play along and be part of this fantasy with you. The miles become inches, becomes atoms, becomes nothing, and we are lockstep in desire for the moments we have. You instruct me to take my cock out. The passion begins as our minds fuse and become one, waiting for our bodies to catch up. I am warm, waiting, willing. You straddle my lap as I begin to stroke. We are naked in body, naked in our desire. As I stroke, my arm brushes your thighs, igniting electricity in the space between us. You lean in, the delicate pillows of your lips against mine as I whimper. I am relaxed, eyes closed, breathing calm and deep, as I hear your voice, warm, airy, harmonical and beautiful and angelic. My mind begins to fill in the gaps. I see your silhouette before me as you move towards me, your lips glistening and wet, glossy as they transform your mind's desire into words that gap the distance between us. And my mind translates them back from sound into passion, a feedback loop of desire. My heart tries to leap higher in my chest, into my throat, working to provide the energy I will need for all parts of my body now participating. My eyes, ears, whole of my flesh, goosebumps now in anticipation of your touch. As you speak to me, the terms of disagreement with your soft, choir-like voice. Your breathy voice reaches beyond my ears to fill the space in my head, so that your divine voice quiets the voices of my own as I am given over to your fantasy, not in part, but completely. I breathe deeply as you invite me to play along and be part of this fantasy with you. The miles become inches, becomes atoms, become nothing, as we are lockstep in desire for the moments we have. You instruct me to take my cock out. The passion begins as our minds fuse and become one, waiting for our bodies to catch up. I am warm, waiting, willing. You straddle my lap as I begin to stroke. We are naked in body, naked in our desire as I stroke. My arm brushes your thighs, igniting electricity in the space between us. You lean in, the delicate pillows of your lips against mine as I whimper. Just a hint of a moan escapes my throat. You draw my bottom lips between yours. My lips part to meet my body's demand for deepening breath. Our tongues meet in eager anticipation as our faces press closer. As your soft breath touches my face and my breath hugs your softness of your face. My neck arches, head back as you kiss, taste my neck, my shoulders. I want to embrace you, that You would feel the strength of my desire as my hands grip your shoulders, your back pressing you into me, your breasts against my chest. But I do not. My left hand finds its place in the small of your back as my other continues to gently stroke as instructed. My body registers the play of your breath milliseconds before my mind registers the delicate moan in my ear. Your hands caress my chest, then up my neck to the back of my head. You arch your back, moving your hip forward. My cock twitches as my hand registers the increasing humidity between the space between us. I catch the scent of your desire, and I feel a pressure begin to build up in my core. I am electric. You feel me begin to tense up, and you whisper a single word in my ear. Stop. I am obedient. I strain to halt force in motion as the insistent I feel. A warmth that begins at the base of my shaft, traveling its length and escapes. A drop of glistening dew at the tip. Its wetness calls for more, but I am obedient. Your forehead rests against mine as my shoulders heave to supply the oxygen demanded by my desire. A moment passes, and then again, I am delighted to feel the touch of your hand. Your finger intertwining in the hand around my cock. Your thumb finds the dew, drawn forth by your command, and begins to swirl it around the tip. The strength and will of my entire body are at the command of that thumb, and a moan escapes, not from my throat, but from somewhere deep inside. The hair on my arm stands as stiff as my cock. In that moment, I am yours, truly yours, and you are my one and only, and I am your one and only in return, completely and fully. You lean down, hover over me. A string of drool draws from your lips to where you command me, and your finger swirls it in with my dew. My ears, so tuned to this moment, catch the sounds of your hand caressing, stroking as you lean in, kissing my lip and my neck. You are whispering in my ear. There are words, but in this moment, all is sex. All is you. You're the entirety of my world, the entirety of the world. There is nothing but you in this moment, and I am one with you, spoken into existence by desire. There's a light behind your eyes as you say various things that makes me lose my mind. Another groan escapes my mouth in an articulate attempt to tell you that there is no end, there is no beginning, and that there is only now. You have robbed me of language. I cannot tell you how I feel in this moment. I cannot tell you how I feel. I cannot tell you. I cannot. I desire you. Your hand stops moving and I sit, hypnotized by your eyes. Again, I throb, the pressure, the building from the base of desire traveling up and out. I sit. I am obedient. I am yours. I become aware that my hands are on your breasts, thumbs moving playfully against your nipples. In that moment, I want to enter you. To bury my cock deep inside you with the force of my entire body in order to erase the existence of any space between us. The base of my cock grinding against your clit, sending you soaring. I want you completely, that I... But alas, these are not something I will not act upon, as I am completely yours. As I am obedient. I watch as you slide back and slip to your knees, your hands refusing to break contact as you slide down my back, my hips, and stop to rest on my thighs. Your hands push my thighs apart as you begin to kiss along the path back to my longing. Your lips against my skin, tongue trailing, until my skin is so taut with anticipation that there's no leg and there's no cock. My entire body is yours. All is sex, all is desire. You have followed the trail across my thighs to my cock, and where I thought there was no more elevation to reach, the peak of ecstasy, you show me that we can climb higher. As your lips graze my shaft, you plant few teasing kisses before moving to the other. Thighs and again, lips, tongue, breath, hair sends me to new height. Again, I am rewarded by gentle kisses before you begin to trace my length with your tongue, teasing the head, and then, for a moment, time stands still. I feel the heat of your breath surrounding the head of my cock, and I want that feeling to last forever. To be your obedient love until the heat death of the universe. And then, you envelop me. Your lips close around me and take me in, and we're soaring still to new heights. My entire body trembles as I moan to the heavens. I want the world to know of our love and that you have marked me as your own. You pull back before taking me in further, pulling back once more before looking up into my eyes, forsaking your own control to take me all the way to the base. I feel your throat contract around the head of my cock. Your breath escapes your nose as you gag, but you do not look away as tears well up in your eyes. Oh, your gentle, fierce, hypnotizing red eyes as they meet my dark hazels. Your gentle hands caress my balls. And each time you sink down again, my shaft, you feel the skin grow tighter, feel my balls firm up, and oh my god, I am yours and yours one and only. You feel me begin to twitch, and with a slight hint of pre-cum on the back of your tongue, you draw me out with a slight pop, giving me one more kiss to the head as you watch me twitch in restraint on the very edge of ecstasy you've built up. I want to guide you back, one hand caressing your cheeks and the other on the back of your head. I want to draw you in until you are nose to skin and release this tension pulsing along the entire length of your mouth as they explode down your throat, your tears running down your cheek as you just take in loads and loads of my love deep down your throat. As I give you all I have, give you what is yours, my offering to you, as I, all that is with, but, I am obedient. I sit in anticipation, again twitching, again leaking, still obediently yours. You have asked me to be the star of this fantasy. I would give you the world, the moon, the sun, and the star. For you are my universe. You are my everything, and I am yours. I become aware that you have once again straddled me, and now I can feel your wetness against me. I do not want to look away from your eyes, as they are very hypnotizing. Their very purpose to melt me, suck me into your world. But I cannot help but bury my face into your neck and offer you my kisses. It's your sweat, and my sweat become our sweat. Once more, the intoxicating scent of your arousal reaches my scent, and the slick of you sliding against me. We are sight, smell, taste, touch, and sound. My hands hold your ass, pulling you closer to me. Your breast moves across my chest, and your breath quickens. You raise your hips until you find me waiting. You put your hand on either side of my face as we lock eyes, as you lower yourself to welcome me. Obedient longing. piercing your wetness and finding everything you promised, the reward for my obedience. You slide down and I can feel every side of you stretch to accommodate me. With every slip and push, your pussy shapes itself around me, and I am overwhelmed by the sensation of reward reached a pace, and I am obedient, and I am fully inside you. You lock lips against mine as you clench as I throb and twitch. I want to grab your hips and begin thrusting in and out. Fingertip bruising you with the force of my grip as I bottom out over and over in your wetness. I want to hear you gasps become moans, become cries, and become screams of overwhelming delight and reduce you to quivering mess on my cock, but I am obedient. I look into your eyes, I just smirk and continue to work your muscles along the length of my shaft. I am yours. I am obedient. And I wait. You begin. You pull your hip back, drawing me in even as you're pulling away. I feel every centimeter of you against me. Feel your wetness dripping down. Slowly as you continue, pulling away, taking me in, pulling, taking, pulling, taking. Each thrust easier as your wetness increases and I, somehow, become even harder. You pause, making my cock throb and leak against your tightening walls as you flash that devilish grin. Ever so taunting and ever so teasing, and drawing me in, daring me to look into your bright glowing eyes. As you lean into my ear, whispering breathy words in that you know will reverberate down my spine and to the two very words that I painfully have to obey. Not yet. You sit back as I gasp and look me in the eyes to make sure I understand. I nod. I want to grab the back of your head, put my tongue down your throat, and shoot my seed deep back into your womb. I want to erupt in ecstasy. I want to feel every throb, every pulse, every drop of what you do to me. I want you to feel the pressure wash off the walls of your pussy. But I am obedient. I twitch. I feel the now familiar warmth and leak. And for that moment where once there was nothing but desire, and you and me and us all the time and space, now there is only obedience. I am obedient. I am obedient. I am obedient. I kiss you. You clench around me along the length of me. I want nothing more in this moment. Then, to watch you collapse in total bliss, you begin to buck. You pick up speed and intensity, grinding your clit against the base of my cock. Sweat collecting as your breasts press against me on them. As there are rivulets form in your cleavage, I catch them with my tongue, tasting the saltiness of your passion. You stop bucking and focusing on grinding, gyrating, whimpering. My lips find the nipple and draw them into my mouth. My tongue pulling back the same pattern with which your tongue greeted the head of my cock with. I am obedient. I become feral in my desire to make you come. I am all hands and fingers and mouth and tongue and teeth and power and passion and thrust and hunger and desire. Every part of my body and my mind and my attention is fucking you now. Barreling towards the sweet delight of your cries, your grasps clenching and dripping mess of pleasure. You try to tell me how good my cock feels inside you. I remain obedient even as you lose control. the clenches with which you have teased me now involuntarily as you bite my shoulder and whimper with exhaustion. Still, resting your chin on my shoulder, you whisper in my ear, which I answer gleefully. I do want to come inside you. I need to do so very badly. Your words travel straight to my heart, radiate out to every inch of my body, and I feel your wetness caressing me. I am obedient, and this is my reward. Reward, not purpose. The purpose of my obedience is your pleasure. I obey to please you. Obedience to please, please. Ah, when I'm obedient, you edge me with passion and full knowledge of my limits, knowing precisely when and how to build my desire, to build my trust, to teach me how to please you, and nowhere to stop me, bringing me in close to the edge each time so that I may bring you more pleasure. The purpose of my obedience to please. And now, my reward, you begin to move again, your wetness finding every nerve of my cock. Oh my god, yes, your breath igniting my skin, your eyes reflecting the pleasure you find in my obedience. You guide my hand to your hips and begin to move in response to me, letting me share control. Your pussy is mine, but I am yours. Again, the world fades until there's only you and only me. And then there's only we, only desire, only pleasure, only obedience, and only reward. Reaching under your knees, I put my arms around your back, drawing your knees up to your chest so that I may find more of you, burying my shaft deep in you, one in body and mind and desire as you beg me to release deep inside you. Please, you beg. And it is a request and a command. Please? It is a request begging me to feel you, and I will. Please. It is a command. Fulfill the purpose of my obedience. And you command me to please you. And you mutter the words as I sink deeper and deeper, enjoying the harmonies and the choir of your voice. Oh, such divinity. Oh, such holy and angelic divinity your voice is to me. Your very presence, your smile, your scent, and everything. I am so obsessed and in love and dedicated. Oh, each time you say words, you remind me why I'm obedient. I am obedient, and this is my reward. I begin as a vague sense somewhere between my hips. It grows and spreads throughout my body. The pressure begins to direct itself into my balls as the skin of my cock and arms and hands erupt with fire. thousand tiny needles at the base of my shaft. An urgency begins to build up as my senses of sight, sound fade into the background. All of my body is screaming for release, and I am obedient. I thrust into you with my entire body, crying out as I burst within you, spilling out. Please, oh god, yes, oh yes, holding and groaning to give you every last drop. Ah, oh, thank you. Oh god, yes. Ah, your pleasure, my purpose. Your pleasure, my purpose, and my reward.